It's not what's in the pipe, it's the pipe itself. The Bob Dobbs Classic Meerschaum, hand-carved by the finest craftsmen in Malaysia. This and other fine Bob Dobbs smoking accessories cast a spell of their own for the discriminating smoker. Bob Dobbs pipes never go out of style. Available at Kmart, Walmart, Target, and Hypermart.
Sermon here. I'd like y'all to share something. That's something we've done in Texas and Arkansas for many years. It's just to kind of make people understand the solemnity, the profundity of the whole thing. Lower your heads and we'll share a sacred moment of noise! Yeah!
Who's gonna drive that Greyhound?
down here with a bomb strapped to his chest, so you goddamn well better enjoy it or he'll kill all of you. Ugh. He is Bob, ready for fun. He wears a smile. Everybody run!
Yep, the decks are all running, dear friends. That wonderful song that started the show out was Greyhound of Jordan by my brother Cleve Donut Duncan. I think his best song yet, making it perhaps greatest song ever recorded. Praise Cleve. A lot more Cleve coming up tonight, so hang in there.
Friends, this hour of Slack number 1037 is actually a rerun of hour of Slack number 262 from, I guess it would be around 1990. Maybe 1989, somewhere around in there. A special show done with recordings all made in New Jersey with DK Jones and Brother Cleve, friends, and now this.
And from now on, the first words I want to hear out of your filthy sewers is praise Bob! Let me hear it!
Praise Bob!
Sound off like you got a pair! Praise Bob!
Dear Bob, my life has changed completely because of your ministry. Here's another one. Dear Bob, my life has changed completely because of your ministry.
You can always tell it's going to be a Bob Righteous revival when there's technical problems and headaches. And when there's always a normal group, and not normal, the NOR, the potheads are always, they seem to show up wherever the subgeniuses do. As a matter of fact, I went in the restroom to make sure my fly was up, which is the most important part of any public preaching, by the way. Somebody in there said, hey, Reverend Stang, want to blow one for the show? I said, Bob is the only drug. That's the only drug. You can't come down from Bob. I just say no. Just say no, wow. That's an old... Spirit is moving tonight.
Spreading the seed word of J.R. Bob Dobbs. versus Halloween Spook House.
I recognize your voice, man.
Oh.
Hello. You're the radio guy.
Yeah.
Dude, he's the radio guy.
Yeah, I heard about him.
Reverend Ivan Stang.
That would be you. I've read that book. I'm kind of one of the...
Okay, wait. You got to explain something.
You know what?
I got it.
Then you're still peeking in the eyes of Bob.
That's why you got to keep reading. You got to keep reading that book because those questions are going to be
asked. Well, anyway, as I was saying, some people think the church is like some sign of the end times, the mockers that will come at the end times, and those people should be damn glad we're helping to fulfill biblical prophecy. But to us, who've been with the church a long time, it's a mystery. We don't know what the hell this thing's going to turn into. If we did, it'd be boring to us. The church actually was founded in 1953 by that man, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Praise Bob! Bob founded his church when he discovered that there was a conspiracy of normals robbing away the slack of the true subgeniuses as opposed to human beings, mere humes as we call them. It's sort of a do-it-yourself religion. Bob founded his church not on a rock, but rather on sort of a shifting sandy beach of hypocrisy. Every church must have its fair measure of hypocrisy. And certainly we've got more, we dole out more of it than anybody else. Like I said, it's a non-organization for non-joiners, which makes it a little bit difficult to raise funds at times. But the point of it is that all subgeniuses, people say, well, what the hell is a subgenius? There's no definition. They're all different. That's what it means. There is no typical subgenius. If any two are alike, one must die. The only thing that the subgeniuses have in common is that they have nothing in common with the conspiracy. What we're trying to do is tempt sinners away from the devil. Because Bob is a better tempter than the devil. However, where they go after that, it's up to them. The subgeniuses believe in the God that doesn't want you to believe in it. And the headquarters is in Dallas, Texas, what they often call the buckle on the Bible belt. What we try to do is unbuckle the Bible belt so that its pants may drop and it may gaze unflinching upon its own private desire. Oh. It's a war, dear friends. It's a war against the normal. And we ain't just the regular kind of mutants we're talking about here. These are more like the monsters. The monster type of mutants. It's the humans versus the subgeniuses. And the ironic thing is, in the early days of the church, 80 million years ago in fabled Atlantis, we helped to design the humans. Probably our biggest mistake. So, friends, as I said, you know, the fact that Jesus smoked Chesterfields, even though they didn't exist 2,000 years ago, is an example of our faith. You don't use your mind to think about your religion. You just feel it. You feel it in your heart. Bob sold it. I smoked it. That settles it. It's a question of faith. This is like the Zorro of world religions, putting those two C's on both cheeks. The bloody marks on the beefy seat of the conspiracy. Yeah! It's like the Robin Hood of world religions, robbing from the lost, who are mostly thieves to begin with, and giving to the saved. And if you, my friend, can make it, can buy this Book of the Subgenius, that videotape on sale for only $30 tonight, if you can make it to the jungle encampment in Dobbstown, Malaysia, if you can survive the acubating, the excrementation, the pyroflatulation, and the head launchings, my friend, you will be a weapon for Bob, a weapon for J.R. Bob Dobbs, a minister of Bob praying for slack.
You and your subgenius fools shall never defeat me, Bob Dobbs.
Oh, no? Then have a taste of my Stark Fist of Removal, Dr. Conspiracy.
Negus henchmen won't get any slack when they face Bobco's new Bob Dobbs action figure with flying rocket fist, flamethrower pipe, and magic briefcase. Too much is always better than not enough when you collect the Subgenius Universe. Bobmobile not included. Batteries and some assembly required. Action figure sold separately from Bobco.
Yes, dear friends, this is your host and good prayer partner, Reverend Ivan Stang. And the amazing rant that you heard just a little while ago was a heavily censored version of Brother Cleve Duncan's testimonial, with background sampled music by Huge Voodoo. More on that in a minute. I'm really sorry about having to put cuts in that rant where the taboo verbal expressions were excised. You may or may not have noticed it, but, you know, until the prudish word-fearing conspiracy is defeated, well, you know, we're not allowed to play certain words because of the assumption in some quarters that some words can actually harm you more than the images of rape and violence shown pretty much all the time on television. Someday these things will change under Bob. Now, almost all of the rest of this show was recorded this weekend. It's almost all material recorded this last weekend in New York and New Jersey by myself, Reverend Ivan Stang, and especially the Reverend Dr. D.K. Jones, as well as his friend Reverend Bruce Grant, before, during, and after a subgenius revival at Columbia University. D.K. Jones is a subgenius musician you'll be most familiar with, from his score for the subgenius video Arise. And in fact, the music that'll be coming up and that you've heard some of already, the stuff with Preachers, sampled bits of Preachers over it, is by Bruce Grant and D.K. Jones, going under the name of Huge Voodoo. The more linear instrumental background music, such as the stuff behind us right now, is by D.K. Jones and myself, believe it or not, but mostly D.K. Jones. I would like to thank all of those who helped support the station with their pledges last couple of weeks, and especially to those who helped with the pledge drive, such as Reverend Willa Dobbs and the good Popess Cecilia and the bad Reverend Trickster Shaman. Praise Bob, dear friends. Stay tuned, and you'll eventually hear the post office box number to write to for information regarding this mighty church of the subgenius, whose radio voice program you're now hearing, the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. Praise old Bobby.
Bob? Do you think I could have more of them kind of pills, Bob?
Oh, Bob. Give me slack. Give me money. Give me pills, Bob. Oh, Bob. Give me slack. Give me money. Give me pills, Bob. Oh, Bob. Give me slack. Give me money. Give me pills, Bob. Sure.
that's our background track, huh?
Yeah, what I need.
Herb Alpert at 16.
What I need to do is make a, I don't know what I need to do.
This is soundtrack for Cleve walking home late at night. The lonely Cleve walking home late at night. He's had, well, you might say, one too many. And suddenly, he ran into the brick wall.
Oh, my head. Oh, what happened? Where am I? The last thing I remember, I was trying my first hit of frog. Oh, what has it done to me? I never should have joined that church. It was God. There's only one thing left to do. I must kill Bob. Yes, that's the answer. It is my duty to kill.
Collecting the needs of your own. Harvest what you can and what message. I just had to tell you this. This is just the funniest thing. We're seriously toilet training Sylvia for the first time, right? So she's sitting there in her little potty watching the Bob tape, and for the first time, while she's watching the Bob tape, she poops in the potty. This is a big moment, you gotta understand. And just as she's starting to poop, she starts going, Bob! Bob! And so, like, this, she has this whole positive feeling about Bob, because, you know, right after she poops, we go, yay! So it's sort of like, Bob! Yay! Bob! Yay! It's like this whole pattern set up in her mind now. And this is really true. This is really what just happened just last night. This is a breakthrough, and I think I recommend it to other parents who are potty training their children to use the Subgenius tape on the TV at the time, because it somehow sends, I don't know what it is, but it just worked so well for Sylvia.
But what happens when that loose, easy, so-called tramp is your own sister?
Reverend, I wouldn't want to lie now. You know?
Reverend, how did Bob strike his first million?
Bob said individuality.
When a man like you paid a dollar for one of these bumpers, or $10 for this amazing poster,
it's true.
And it's ridiculous to think we're going to give it away just because a bunch of lazy mutants think they own
Doug.
The planet.
Bob?
There are a lot of different
rumors. How about getting a copy of the Economicon?
There are a lot of...
Is that spells?
Like, oh, we can't know. If we were like every
cold on the planet,
have one of those.
Well,
there's
like
so damn many old kinds of guardian demons coming up.
So are there any rituals?
Like Ghostbusters.
Okay. You're right with you.
Casting out a false prophet.
Bob?
Yeah.
Doug Quaid is here to see you.
Yeah, I'll be right up.
Okay.
Now, help me out here, Doug. You were interested in a memory of,
Bob, I was excited. Bring him unto Bob, that which is Bob. Render unto him.
That
before he renders you like a pink boy in the slot.
There are people who are in, I don't know.
Schlag. What are you?
To be perfectly honest with you, Doug, if outer space is your thing, I think you would be much happier with one of our Saturn cruises. No, I'm telling you, Doug, your brain will not know the difference. You're gonna love this, Doug. We offer you a choice of alternate identities during your trip.
It's your first trip?
Doug.
Hey, Paul, what do you want for Christmas? Man, you know, what were you doing launching that bleeding head on a Thursday? Why was you wearing them big green straps? You know you should not do that, Benny.
Take it easy, Doug. Doug? Doug, I'm gonna call a doctor. Doug. Doug, there's something I want you to know. You were the best assignment I ever had. You wouldn't shoot me, would you, Doug? After all we've been through.
If things have gone wrong, I'm talking to myself, and you've got to wear towel wrapped around the head.
No, we're sorry, Bob. We didn't mean it. We didn't mean it to... We won't call you anymore, Bob. Please don't call me, Bob. No, Bob, don't do it, please. No. When's that Bob going to get here, Bob? I already filled up a will. Oh! Oh, it was here, the little one, Bob.
Miggy, Bob, Frop, Bob. Where in the world can Miggy be? Miggy. Face to Miggy. Where is to Niggy? Niggy? Where is to? I know you are there, Niggy. You're not going to get me this time, Niggy. Because I have the gun, and the diamonds, and the map, and the documents, and I have the device. Yes, I have the device, and you are foiled finally, Niggy. Niggy? Where did you go? Where did you go, Niggy? You can't fool me this time, Niggy. I signed the papers already. You can... What? No, what is this? The tapes, the blank, the documents, they've fallen to dust. The negatives, what about the negatives? They're gone. They're gone. I had the negatives. I had the device. I had the girl, the gun, the map. But Negi has them now. I should have listened in the temples of the old ones when they told me. They told me that for every Bob particle, there must always be a Negi particle. Why didn't I listen? Oh, the pain. To think I could have had it all. I could have had everything, but Negi has it now.
Uh-huh. You can go to Dobstown and get the formal training for coming over, man. I skirted it.
As many
you know
what, you know what, it's okay.
Sure. I skirted the formal training. I sort of came in at a little level.
Did you go to Malaysia?
Oh, man, I laid the first cornerstone. It was a human skull. A human skull, not a subgenius skull.
Oh, big difference.
Have you ever seen a nice day spelled out in the skull of a normal
people?
It's sweet. It's kind of neat. Or save the earth spelled out in the chopped off arms of Peruvian peasants.
It's a joyful sight.
Yeah. It's so neat.
Yeah.
It's like the new age.
I got her.
Help! Here.
What's
don't
her?
Let her go!
She's coming to
Camille. Where'd she go?
Thank you.
there's our lucky groom and poor, pathetic bride. The poor, martyred bride. Let's see, I guess if y'all would see if Brandy and Glenn, if y'all could stand. Aww. Yeah, right there.
Wait, we gotta be.
Woo! I'm more used to preaching in tents.
Hey.
Yes. Hey, if Reverend Sun Young Moon can marry thousands of people who've never even met, then a Church of the Subgenius short-duration marriage could be the answer.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, this is one thing you can do as a Subgenius minister. You can do legal weddings. You can also do the short-duration marriages. This certificate here, produced by Reverend Buck Naked in Dallas, can come in very handy. Because a short-duration marriage can last for an hour, a night, a week, a year, whatever. And the divorces are cheap. They come with the certificate. All right. Anybody else want to get married tonight? Step right up. Get your holy short-duration marriage certificate here. Test your mettle and win the little lady a rubber Snoopy doll. Guaranteed, friends, to absolve and sanctify all otherwise illicit couplings. Free short duration divorce if you're not completely satisfied. All right, now you two stand together and face me. Oh, I like that. All right. Let's be solemn now here. Do you, Glenn, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Tell, so help you, Bob.
I do.
Do you, Brandy, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, how long do you wish for this period of sanctified coupling to last?
1 year.
1 year? Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that. Right. 1 year.
Me.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yes. Dearly beloveds, we are gathered here today in the presence of J.R. Bob Dobbs and insert other deity names here, any other deities, to join this man Glenn and this woman Brandy in the bondage of holy matrimony, for better or for worse, but not for long. Do you feel the spirit? Then put your hands on each other. If there are any here who feel this man and this woman should not be joined temporarily, just hold your peace, because we don't want to hear about it. Wait, now hold tight now. Oh, lovely, lovely couple. Do you, Glenn, take this woman, Brandy, to be your lawful wedded wife in short duration subgenius matrimony, to have and to hold for richer or poorer in sickness and kinkiness for the next year? Say I do.
I do.
Do you, Brandy, take this man, Glenn, to be your lawful wedded husband in short duration subgenius matrimony, to have and to hold for richer or poorer in sickness and kinkiness for the next year? Say, I do.
I do.
Shake on it and say, it's a deal. Now, praise God. We got the really important part, the symbolic part's coming up. Get out the ring. You do have a ring. Going. Oh, the best man. The best man here. Seven hands for the best man. All right. We take this ring, give that to Glenn, and Glenn, you, and she inserts her finger into the hole. We take this ring as a holy symbol of the estate of marriage, as well as of the pole going deep into the hole repeatedly, obviously. By the authority invested in me by J.R. Bob Dobbs, and in defiance of the laws of the state and of nature, I pronounce you man and wife for the next 1 year. You must now kiss each other right in front of all these people. Praise Bob! This is so amazing. Yeah. Take it off. Yay, yay, yay. Praise God, praise God. You are now duly authorized and excused for sexual couplings of any perverse and unspeakable kind for a period of 1 year. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It is done. Amen and a women. Praise God.
Trinity and vulgarity of rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man is driven to the level with a nigger.
If you talk to the average teenager of today, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is,
the obscenity.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when it sings. I know what it does to you. The evil feeling that you feel when you sing. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels. Evil feeling that you feel when you sing. I know the lost position that you get into the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the evil feeling that you feel when you sing. If you talk to the average teenager of today, if you talk to the average teenager of today, the beat. The evil feeling that you feel. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels.
Subgenius hell and cold.
this here pipe that gave me all the frappy in the world. And it's too cold to light this pipe. Oh, Bob, where are you now? Why'd you leave me in the hands of Niggy?
However, Bob will offer you eternal salvation or triple your money back. Which unfortunately gives some image in their minds of Bob standing at the gates of hell handing out $60 checks.
Well, that's real funny. I hope you boys having a good time. I bet you thought this old church thing of yours is going to be big, big fun, big barrel of laughs. Oh, yeah, I bet you thought you were going to be some kind of high school lawyer with that Bob fellow of yours. Well, you're looking at a pretty damn long eternity. Oh, by the way, here's that triple your money back. That's, $60? One for you, Smith. One for you, Jones. And, don't let this deter you from doing business with us again.
You're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. For free information on Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to... Got your pencil ready? Bob, Post Office Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
That's Bob, P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Please check out subgenius.com.
Stay tuned and praise Bob.
Wellman, Dennis locked me in this little box. I can't feel anything. I can't see anything. It's totally black. I have no sensation in my hands. I don't know if I'm moving or what. I'm just in this little box. He said I could talk to you. He said you know what to do if you wanted to help me. Oh, God, help me, please, Wellman. I promise I'll pay you all the royalties that I didn't tell you about. And whatever you want. I mean, anything. Tevis, you can have Tevis. Just get me out of this box, Wellman. Please don't. No, don't believe what Paul told you. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Whatever I did, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me out of the box, Wellman. I can't. This is a bad show, Wellman. This is a real bad show.
She says she'd almost rather see me in Tevis than in nothing at all. Bright, perky, almost psychedelic. The Tevis line of fine men's undergarments. Underwear you'll never change. Sweet talk me all you want, but you'll never get me out of my Tevis.
And if you think that was bad, friends, you should be glad you didn't hear what was originally on the end of this show, which was some music by D.K. Jones and myself, which unfortunately had myself in it. To close out, let's go to some modern Goodyear Pimps from thepimps.org.
It's a high school story people have got to tell. Well, I was born a Jayhawk and I was born to race in hell. I went down to the bait shop where I used to hang a lot. I told the man at the counter, give me all the crickets you got.
Give me all your crickets.
Play crickets, play crickets. They get you out of the jail, play crickets, come on. I took off to school with a breath assembly too. I know just what to do. Hide the crickets right next to my shoes. Then went to the school. And the initials, crickets on you. And a whole day of school. When they run and what they would do.
What crickets gonna do with the
play crickets, play crickets. They get you out of the jail. Play crickets, come on.
chilling in the pond. They were jumping around. They were making that cricket sound. People freaking about. I kept those pigeons out without a doubt. That's when I heard the principal shout. Hey, crickets.
What you talking about?
Hey, crickets. Hey, crickets. To get you out of a jail. Hey, crickets. Come on. So if you're in a situation that you need to get out, unleash your crickets and spot them around. They'll create a distraction, and you can finally slip away. Let me wonder who unleashed those crickets today.
Who unleashed all the crickets?
Hey, crickets. Hey, crickets. Hey, crickets. To get you out of the jail. Hey, crickets. Come on.